Chapter 47. Come and take your seat in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, come down from your seat of power, and take your place on the earth, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will never again seem soft and delicate. Take the crushing stones and get the meal crushed. Take off your veil, put away your robe, let your legs be uncovered, go through the rivers. The shame of your unclothed condition will be seen by all. I will give punishment without mercy, says the Lord who takes up our cause, the Lord of armies is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Be seated in the dark without a word, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be named the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people, I put shame on my heritage, and gave them into your hands, you had no mercy on them, you put a cruel yoke on those who were old, and you said, I will be a queen forever. You did not give attention to these things, and did not keep in mind what would come after. So now take note of this, you who are given up to pleasure, living without fear of evil, saying in your heart, I am, and there is no one like me. I will never be a widow, or have my children taken from me. But these two things will come on you suddenly in one day, the loss of children and of husband, in full measure they will come on you, for all your secret hearts, and all your wonders. For you had faith in your evil doing, you said, no one sees me, by your wisdom and knowledge you have been turned out of the way, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no other. Because of this evil will come on you, which may not be turned away for any price, and trouble will overtake you, from which no money will give salvation, destruction will come on you suddenly, without your knowledge. Go on now with your secret arts, and all your wonder working, to which you have given yourself up from your earliest days, it may be that they will be of profit to you, or by them you may put fear into your attackers. But your mind is troubled by the number of your guides, let them now come forward for your salvation, the measurers of the heavens, the watchers of the stars, and those who are able to say from month to month what things are coming on you. Truly, they have become like dry stems, they have been burned in the fire. They are not able to keep themselves safe from the power of the flame. It is not a coal for warming them, or a fire by which a man may be seated. Small profit have you had from those who, from your earliest days, got great profit out of you? They have gone in flight, everyone straight before him, and you have no savior.